is basically about the dollar. When the land becomes too expensive for the poor to occupy, then it's time to move them out. It's supply and demand. Now, why would you want to keep affordable housing on the acres of land that is producing, and the Section 8 housing, $200,000 a year on taxes, when you could put the Prudential of 50 stories that pay you $7.5 million a year on taxes, but also generates for you $70, $80 million in sales tax? So that is $100 million a year revenue. The land is too expensive for you to live on it. So what the Boston Redevelopment Authority does, they move every 10 years. So they take over a neighborhood every decade, and they totally demolish it, and they wait for the demand of the investors and the money already allocated. So we're talking about a multi-billion dollars investment here. What is the Boston Redevelopment Authority all about, first of all? It's an architectural agency. So if you hire an architect and you say to them, we want to get rid of crime, and when we get rid of crime, we should get rid of affordable housing. Because if the poor cannot afford to live in the city, you have no crime. Only the elites could live in the city. That's simple. So that reduces that part. We don't have to worry about it. Second is we need to bring a class of people in to invest in our city and make it one of the most expensive cities in the country. So no one could afford to come in and live in it. Recently, I predicted, and I've been written in many of the articles, that affordable housing will not survive the 90s. My daughter is in England. She worked with me. She just graduated Cambridge University, and now she's writing her thesis, an LSE, and the title of it, The Death of Affordable Housing in America, because she's been doing that research for 10 years. And I'm very proud of her. She discussed that with me last night. What's happening in America? This year here, today, I have a Section 8 on Mandela that 15 years. Versus Mandela in 1981. That Section 8 expires in 1996, November. In the same time, over 4 million units will expire the same day. Now HUD, because of the election on most of the units, because the Clinton administration, they want to make sure they're not going to create affordable housing, you know, panicky in the country, so they gave an automatic extension only for 1 year. Secretary Cisneros on CNN, he admitted there will be 3,700 units will be off the Section 8 and going to the vulture system. Now, if you take that, you're talking about 12 million American people right now. Within the next year, there will be homelessness, addition to what we already have. So we do have some serious crisis here. Now, the question is, in my mind, being controversial on real estate and fighting with HUD and the BRA and the Department of Revenue and the City of Boston, I get them all. I've spent 15 years in courts. What is the real agenda? Why they cannot basically turn those units for $1 to tenant ownership? Now, Boston, under the Clinton administration, because of Senator Kennedy and Kerry, frankly, they brought in $500 million to affordable housing. My neighbors, Mission Hill, they were getting $50 million as a gift for 800 units. I predicted back in 1992, when they got the money, that they're going to demolish Mission Hill, although they got $50 million to it. Today, what do you think they're doing? They're demolishing Mission Hill. Now, you have to ask yourself, as a taxpayer, if we're giving away $50 million, why are we demolishing 800 units, and who are we spending the money on? That money is going to satisfy gentrification. That money is going for the BRA. Did that money really, taxpayers' money, which was allocated to Section 8 housing to every unit, did it really go into the developments to protect the tenants? It did not. It went into but gas lights, brick sidewalks, landscaping. If you take a look at the architectural, you say, this is a palace. That's not affordable housing. Where's the money going? So I came out and I written back to the media and I said, I got a plan. I says, why don't we take each unit in Mission Hill and deed it to the tenants for $1? I mean, I don't understand the tenants. If you have a gift of a lifetime, you don't have to support the interest or the principal. Why should you become an owner? Why should anybody manage you? I have a problem with that. I mean, I keep saying to myself, I'm rich. I get the money. It's my money. The Congress appropriated. They brought it in. The headline said, this is a gift. We're going to save affordable housing. Did that money go into affordable housing? No. Where did it go? To displace 3,000 people on the street. That's how many people live in Mission Hill. So we know that. What are we going to do about it? Now, the other side, we have another development, Archie Park, 740-year units. Senator Kennedy and Senator Kelly brought another $50 million. You know what's happened to that after 20 years? It's going to be demolished. My neighbors cross street, Roxy Home, they brought in, I know some of you read, the $200 million lately in the Boston Globe, $100,000 a unit for rehab, and they said they're going to reduce these ones by 50%. Well, what's going on here? So all of a sudden, you got about 4,000 units in Roxbury is being reduced to about 800-900 units for $500 million. So where's the economics here? You see, I know what the agenda is. My problem is, what are we going to do about it? I have no problem what they're doing. I expect them to do this. But the question here in this room, we gather this information, we know this, but what are we going to do? The federal government has failed. In the last 20 years, we have gone from bad to worse. And the latest blueprint from HUD, they admitted that we want to get out of business because we don't know how to run it. We have no business to be in it. They admit it. Sister Nero said, I'm going to run. I don't want to manage any more housing. So I'm going to give you certificates. I'm going to give you a voucher. But how could you give certificate and a voucher when you're reducing the housing stock, existing housing stock, that we already paid for? For example, if we got already today 500 units that taxpayers paid for, well, how could you demolish it, and where are you going to take those 500 units? They'll probably occupy 7 million people, or where are you going to put them? So I'm a businessman, why don't we protect what we already paid for? See, the problem today, we should freeze all the housing that's already paid for that the federal government is willing to give to a private developer for a dollar in order to make a killing at affordable housing at the poor. The rich is getting richer. And how are they getting richer? In the poor. The only capitalism left in America is housing.